on, Norsterkenius. Did you want to come join our cult?
Oh, wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! Let's look into our crystal balls.
Our crystal balls?
Our crystal balls.
Boom, wink.
The Finnish conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
I was on a postage stamp.
Make it rain salty licorice.
We can make our own grapefruit video.
That sounds like my liver trying to escape out my anus.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 159 of Three in the Box, the Underground Wild Podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, March 19th. This is Aaron. In this episode, we talk about Vegas winning finally and losing in the final seconds. In the studio with me, as always, is Mr. Kenny.
What up?
And Mr. Jive.
Good evening, folks.
So, yeah.
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 I'm tired, yeah. Man. I'm tired.
What a wild roller coaster it's been.
It's been mediocre and boring. It's been cold.
It was nice here this weekend.
I know, but it's still not warm, though.
What? I bought a bike.
Tell that to my kids, man. They've been out in their shorts, running down the street, riding their bikes.
True Minnesotans.
Shooting hoops. Yeah.
It hasn't been that warm, though.
You know what?
They think it is.
It's been warm enough that I went for a run. I bought a bike. I'm done with this. I want good weather.
Spring fever is kicking in.
It is.
Big time. Yeah. And it's funny because I look over towards Jive and I see a hat that's, I think, out of frame. But on the hat it says, sounds like bullshit to me. And I kind of feel about that this way with this year's winter.
This winter has been unrelenting, man.
Yeah, and the snow is hanging around.
It is. And, you know, normally in a normal winter, we get like a day or two where it's like, here's a 60, here's a 70 out of nowhere. And we have not had any of those this year.
So what you're saying is you guys are spoiled.
No, you know what? It's not just us. I was sitting in my meeting today, and my boss is looking out the window. And he's just kind of staring, he goes, I'm just wondering when that snow pile is going to melt.
Well, so you guys say this, but then you look out towards the East Coast for these
they've at least had a 70 degree day.
And they're also looking at another foot of snow barrel in their way.
Well, Aaron, you were telling me a good story about this.
I was out at my in-laws this weekend. They're in upstate New York, you know, kind of Catskill area, you know, upstate New York, and at my in-law's house, they had 3 to 4 feet of snow on their deck, like basically a little path going to their door.
Yep.
And my father-in-law is saying that 2 feet had melted down already. It was ridiculous.
That's a lot of snow.
They're gonna be getting hit again, right?
There's so much snow there that it hadn't snowed in a while, but the plows are still running just to deal with the drifting snow going under the road. It's bonkers.
Yeah.
I think so, everyone.
Not Yonkers.
Boo earns.
Oh, so is it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think everyone in the northern states, like from the Dakotas on, are pretty much tired of this winter.
I'm sure.
This winter has been just not like it's been bad. Not like we've had just horrible, like,
we've had a lot of snow this year,
curl up and die. But it's been just nonstop.
We've had a lot of snow this year, though.
That means next year we won't have any snow. You guys will be wishing we had some snow.
No.
Okay.
I'll be spending my winter down in Miami, thank you.
Fine. Have fun finding hockey down there.
Florida's got two teams.
Miami, though?
Right outside of Miami.
You heard it here, people. Kenny's starting up one in the box in Miami.
I'm giving one of you guys control over my YouTube TV so you can check in for me.
Is that like your last will and testament?
Yes.
You guys get my YouTube TV.
I'm giving up my northern status. And will one of you guys please play something once a month so it says that I'm up north?
You
okay, Jive, you get my YouTube TV. Aaron, I guess you get my Hulu. Mom, I guess you can have my Chromecast.
Well, whoever gets my YouTube TV gets the Chromecast, too.
Oh, that's the only sane thing, right?
Exactly.
I've got enough Chromecasts already.
Oh, well, then, Aaron, you get my, Aaron, you get my YouTube TV.
I think he's got enough Chromecasts, too.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out.
So are we calling you Dexter now, then? Is that what you're doing? You're going down to Miami?
I'm not too caught up on Dexter, so I couldn't answer that.
Oh.
I thought we were going to call him... Finkel or
laces out, Dan.
Laces out, Dan.
Maybe.
Yeah, he looks kind of like Finkel, I think.
I think I got a little too much facial hair.
I don't know.
Are you hiding Mr. Winky?
So, about that Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, about that Wild.
Oh, the Wild?
The Wild.
Not how wild we are. Let's get into that.
So, speaking of hiding Mr. Winky, the Wild were hiding it in the game against the Avalanche. A horrible game. It was basically unwatchable. 5-1 loss. Koivu scores a lone goal, basically out-muscled the entire game.
What's going on with this, man? I mean, seriously, Colorado's a team that we should be playing decent against, and we've been getting just destroyed by them.
They've got us figured out.
But we rebounded.
Yes, we did.
And we went to a little... Or we didn't. Yeah, we went to a little town in the middle of the desert where they managed to create some ice.
Ironically, I just watched Casino last night.
Did they have a hockey rink?
No, not at that point. Not during that. But again, who goes to a city in the middle of a desert?
Me.
Well, you would.
Millions of people go there every year.
Well, now they do.
You're saying in the beginning.
In the beginning, yeah. Who would just go to a town in the middle of a desert?
Who would float across an ocean?
I would.
To get to this place?
I would.
You would?
I would. Well, I'd float across.
That's the same person who's going. That's the same person who's going to the middle of the desert, Mr. Miami.
Going to the armpit of the country.
It's an armpit?
Have you been down there in June or July?
I try to avoid it.
Yeah, it feels like you're in an armpit.
I'll be wishing for snow by then.
I kind of am wishing for snow at that point, going, please just cool me off a little bit. So anyways, Aaron.
So, the Wild go to the desert.
The Wild go to the desert.
Twice.
Twice. Well, no, they didn't go to the desert and then leave the desert and go back.
No, wow, they were in the desert in two different cities.
They played the game twice in the desert.
Yep. Well, does going up in the atmosphere qualify as leaving the desert?
I mean, it's kind of a desert
if you're going over the ocean and you go into the upper atmosphere and go back down whilst being over the ocean the entire time, you don't say you didn't go over the ocean.
No, you went atmosphere and over the ocean.
But you're kind of in, I mean, if you look at the
deep
definition of it.
Who with three in the box.
Desert. You are technically in a desert when you're up in the atmosphere.
Everybody likes dessert.
Two S's. I'm with two asses right now.
Oh. You're one of them, right?
I'm a third of them.
So anyway,
the
Wild in the desert, how'd they do?
Well, game one against the Golden Showers.
Nights.
Yeah, sure.
At night, you like Golden Showers? Is that what he's talking about? Okay.
That's what I heard.
Yes.
I mean, this is a rumor on the street. Zucker scores in Vegas. as is Hala against the Wild.
Ooh.
Hala!
But the Wild still win.
Yes, they do.
They do.
In fine fashion.
A 4-2 win. You know, it makes for a season sweep of the Knights, provided we don't face them in the playoffs.
Yeah. Although the way we played against them, I don't think that I would be disappointed in that.
It would be a potentially a favorable matchup.
Mm-hmm.
The way things have gone up to this point.
Sure.
You know. Only
team to sweep the Knights.
Yeah, but the one thing that's kind of interesting is that the Wild had a pretty good cheering section in Vegas.
Yes,
I mean, we're used to having them having a basically almost like a home team vibe when they're in, you know, like Arizona.
All the snowbirds.
Yeah. But you know, we're how surprising is it that we had the same sort of atmosphere in Vegas? Because I don't think of people moving to Vegas in general sense, you know.
But if you're, I guess, if you're a Minnesota Wild fan and you're looking for a quote unquote cheap getaway, Vegas is, you know.
I know a few people heading to Vegas shortly.
Depending on where you're residing at there, you know, you can make a cheap weekend of it and go check out a wild game. Plus, I mean, the expansion team there, I mean, that's going to draw some fans as well. Because, I mean, the atmosphere in general, it seemed to me, you know, watching it from afar on, you know, over the television. But, I mean, the atmosphere there was pretty dang awesome. I mean, it was exciting, I thought. So.
No, I think that the Wild fans there definitely made an impact. I mean, when I could hear Dubing on broadcast, you know, that's pretty awesome to hear.
Yeah.
Well, and they carried it through to Arizona, the other desert stop, with a 3-1 win. Dubnyk finally gets his 200th career win.
Nice.
And the Wild finally beat the Coyotes.
This season.
For the season.
And on the road. Whew. Knocking some stuff out.
But then again, we're saying they have a good following in Arizona.
Oh, so you're saying it was like they were
it's all snowbirds.
Maybe their road crowd in Arizona is better than the home crowd in St. Paul.
It's their home away from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This time of year, that effect is real.
Yeah.
I mean, we spent like 20 minutes talking about how bad the weather was at the end of the show.
We sound like we're going to be moving down there and chilling on from Glendale.
My old bones. I'm going to go down to Arizona and play some pickleball.
Something about one in the box with me.
My skin is thin.
Or leathery.
That's your skin.
Are we talking more about aged beef here?
Well, now, since you brought it up,
you want to talk more about aged beef?
Actually, no, I don't. I had something to go with aged beef, but no, it's gone.
I don't know if I want to hear about your love life.
Not about my love life.
He had to think about it.
He's like, wait, he's calling me out for something?
Anyway, and of course they followed up the back and back with a game tonight against the Kings. Didn't end so well. We had goals by Joel Eriksson-Ek, Parisi, Staal. Not enough to win because they did this same thing that they did at the game that me and Kenny were at, where it was like a goal in the waning seconds. And then a quick goal, essentially, in 3-on-3.
Well, no, the 3-on-3 took a little while. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of time left.
It was towards the end of it.
But
in the context of the game, it's quick.
Yeah.
But I will say...
Are you talking about their goalie again?
Oh, gosh. That was
I will say...
That was bad. That was...
I will say... that, you know, they came from a 2-0 deficit. They took the lead. They lost the lead late in the third.
Yeah.
You know, they played a solid game minus the 3 goals that they lost to.
Aside from all the goals they gave up, they're pretty good.
I mean, yeah. The goals are going to happen. I don't even think that the goals that they gave up tonight were necessarily bad.
They weren't soft goals.
Yeah.
Well, at least not on Dubnyk's side. I mean, defense should have been putting some pressure on a few of those.
That's easily said, but I mean, also on that deflection, we're basically, you know, playing the penalty kill there because they have the extra attacker out there. So, looking at that, I mean, it is what it is. The team managed to get something off and get a tip, and I mean, you can't say too much because that tip was just crazy.
The one thing I noticed in tonight, the game tonight, and as well as the dismal game in Colorado, mm-hmm. was a complete lack of physicality. The Wilders out-muscled. And I think that's been a part of our problem in a majority of our losses, where we're just getting manhandled. And maybe it means less in the playoffs, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Is that going to be a cause for concern, where we're going to run up against a physical team and the Wild will just crumple like they have been?
That's a valid point. I mean, that's what worries me heading into the playoffs, actually, with the Wild. I think that we've got the speed and the talent where we can hang with teams. But, yeah, when you talk about getting physical, a lot of times I find the Wild maybe getting a little bit frustrated by the, you know, other teams being a little bit physical with them, and they're not maybe necessarily able to return the favor. So, I mean, we've got a couple guys in there that are, you know, have a little bit of size, or, you know, maybe don't have the size, but, you know, have the attitude that they're
play,
you know,
big.
Yeah, they play big. So,
right.
But yeah, I definitely think that we could benefit from a little bit more of that play. But then again, you don't want to take away from all of your skill as well. So it's a fine balance that you got to find.
I will say tonight's game, you know, two of our goals came from pretty high off the point that, you know, there should have been no reason to be quick, and it was pretty much skill shot when they took the shot, sniper type shots from Parisi and from Stahl, I believe, yep. Or both up there. And you know, it if we can have guys doing some of that and still, I mean, we got a point out of the game, so we still moved up in the standings barely. We still gained some ground, not much. But, you know, had this been a playoff game, we would have still lost it in overtime. And that's kind of where I see the Wild's downfall coming from right now, is they can't hang on to some of these games that they fought back for. They lose it and not necessarily play up to their full potential once it comes to extra frames.
Yeah, and I mean, that goes back to even the beginning of the season when we, you know, maybe had some struggles with the 3-on-3 play. And I do think that, you know, we had several good chances ourselves, and even spots where we controlled the play during that 3-on-3 at the end of the game. And honestly, I mean, it was a puck bounce that, you know,
or a punk bounce,
right? that went the other team's way. I mean, Dubs did what he could to poke check the puck away from, you know, basically was Kempe who put on the afterburners basically and blew by everybody, and, you know, poke checks the puck away from them, but right into the hands of, you know, couple of kings.
Even that goal, though, that last goal was not, I mean, that was a bad deflection, or a good deflection, I guess.
I mean, it was I mean, there's not much Dubnyk could do. I mean, it wasn't on Dubnyk. I don't think.
And honestly, in the 3-on-3, it's hard to peg it on anybody. I mean, you're trying to play. That's the thing. Is if you take 3-on-3 and you try to put any kind of forecheck in there, you've got at least two guys down low.
I think if you're going to make
one, which means you've got one guy back, and you know you're pointing out for an odd man rush there. That's why they do the 3-on-3.
Well, I think if you're going to make one critique of the 3-on-3 tonight, and I know we all commented on this as we were watching it, is it felt like there are Wild players out there for too long.
A couple, yes.
And longer, I mean, I feel like we normally see them out longer than they would in during a 5-on-5, but tonight it seemed long even for a 3-on-3 situation.
And there were some that didn't have chemistry going on together.
Yeah, it was like, oh, these guys have never been on the ice together this whole season.
Right.
The Coyle.
Breezy.
Brodin.
Brodin. No, it was Coyle, Brodin, and maybe it was Parisi. It was all sorts
three
of awkward.
Three guys that never played together.
It was just so
all of them in their own right are awesome, and they actually managed to control the play.
They controlled it for a long time, but it was like they didn't, nothing was connecting.
Right, they couldn't read each other to make.
They were recovering from the miscues,
yes.
But it was all sorts of awkward, you know. Not good.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, to come away with 5 points of the week could be worse. Better than a kick in the shins, you know.
It is. I mean, once again, I mean, we're, you know, over 500 in what we're looking at for points there. So
still in a playoff spot, you know.
Who can complain, right?
Right.
So shall we get into the wild card?
Let's do it.
All right. So, bad news of the week, Spurgeon, what was that, the Arizona game, correct?
Yeah.
Colorado game. Yes, it was Colorado.
Oh, yeah, the last game at home here. Sorry.
Yes, yep.
I'm trying to, my week has gone,
it's all blurred together, get it.
but he, going into the corner, lost an edge, and...
He was helped a little, but it didn't look good.
Yeah.
And like his leg is going up like this. It's like
that was the splits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even I don't even think a gymnast is
No.
I mean, I don't know.
I thought it was going to be a knee because his leg looked like it was bending the wrong way.
Right.
So maybe it's good that it wasn't a knee,
but it
didn't look good.
Something.
He had just injured his groin.
Right.
And yet, I remember while I was watching the game, too, you know, you see them helping Spurgeon down the tunnel, and all of a sudden you just hear the whole crowd go, oh. Because, you know, all the people in the crowd, they responded to watching, you know, that happen.
Oh, yeah, it was serious.
Through on the thing, and you knew it was bad. But the good news is that hopefully, you know, preliminary here, they say that he might be able to be back by the time the playoffs roll around. So that would be positive. So losing Spurgeon. It's a pretty critical point in the season.
Oh, no doubt.
So,
critical part and a critical part of the season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Critical part of the team and a critical part of the season.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's obviously a huge loss. So who are we looking to out of the remaining D to kind of step up and be a difference maker as, you know, I mean, we got a lot of rookies coming in here now. We've got Sealer. We've had Ryan Murphy up.
You know, I got to say you're really looking at... I don't think Brodin's had a substantial year.
Yeah.
I don't think Spurgeon has had that great of a year either.
No. But he's steady back there.
He's steady. He's not doing negative. He's just not... really.
I don't think he's had the offense that we've been used to.
With right. Yeah. And we don't need a ton from him. We just want a little bit, you know. Yeah. I think Brodin needs to step it up a little because I think he's had kind of a lackluster year. Mm-hmm. Dumba, I think, has been relatively consistent in that regard.
It's getting better.
But he's also been consistent about giving pucks over, too.
Yeah, but that's just his game. I mean, he cheats as far as a defenseman goes, you know?
Sure.
So.
And you got to take the good with the bad, too, because sometimes it's going to work out in your benefit.
Or you get the good and they negate the bad if you have the right player.
Okay.
So they're just, okay, they're not
good. But we don't have that.
They're neither good nor bad. They're just bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
How are you talking like my kids? Blah, blah, blah.
I don't want to go to bed yet.
Right. So to answer your question, though, I think who's going to step up? I think if the Wild are going to make a push in Spurgeon's absence, I'm going to go with, it's got to be Brodin. If Brodin isn't participating in a positive fashion, particularly on the point side and offensive side, mm-hmm. we don't have anyone that really just steps up into that role.
Although, what I think I've seen, though, of actually Sealer, since he's been up, I think he's obviously made a good impression on the coaching staff up here, and I don't know that he's going to be moving anywhere anytime soon. But I really think that, this is an opportunity for him to even step up his game maybe a little bit more. And
I agree with you, Jive.
Bigger part of the team.
And Aaron, I think we did see some of that with Brodin tonight, stepping up and having to play more minutes and play more of an offensive role against the Kings.
Sure.
And yeah, you know, it hurts losing a guy, you know, like that. But what, I mean, Sealer? Yeah, Jive Sealer too.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, he's got a good opportunity here. He could step up and make a difference. And, you know, those playoff pushes, that's where, you know, somebody can be made into a star, you know. You come in and make a big difference. So, speaking of getting towards the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Yeah, playoffs, because those are coming up. We're really coming down to the end of the season here.
We definitely are now.
We've got a very, actually a very tough schedule down the road here. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. I mean, we've got the Predators, we've got the Bruins, we've got the Predators again, we've got the Stars, we've got the Stars, we've got the Oilers, we've got the Ducks.
So you're saying we got an easy road here.
Yeah, how many playoff teams are there in there?
Nashville's
how
one.
How many playoff teams aren't there in there?
Yeah, none.
Right. So, well, the
Oilers.
So one team... out of the remaining schedule.
But the Oilers have been playing better though lately. So
they have been playing decent hockey.
Yeah.
So that said, I mean, with 7 games left in the season here, the Wild are currently sitting at 90 points. How many points do you guys predict that the Wild will finish the season with?
So
7 more to go.
We're down to 7?
Let's do over under. 99.5 points.
Ooh.
Over under 99.5 points.
99.5.
I'm going over. Yeah. I got over.
So you think they'll hit at least 100?
I'm going with 100.
Oh man.
See? That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's like I'd be right around there. It's like 98. Or 100.
You think they'll be a little bit above 500, but it's like, yeah. Where does that land?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go under.
Oh.
Aaron, where are you at? Are you taking the even 99.5?
I'm pretty sure that's impossible.
Right. Oh, just wait. They'll change around the rules, you know.
Thanks, Batman.
Shootouts are now worth half a point.
You know what? I'd be okay with that.
I'd be okay with that.
Or you just anyway. You know, I want to side with my normal home wins, road losses. No, just the home wins, road losses, and just call it a day. But that still puts us south of 99.5. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say under, and I'm gonna say 99 points. I don't think they're gonna hit triple digits.
99 points, but a bitch ain't one.
But a win ain't one.
I got 99 points, but a win ain't one.
It's 2 points, actually.
It is. Technically speaking.
Yeah. All right. Should we get on into the Twitter talk then?
Yeah. All right. I think this is the lightest Twitter talk we've had in a long time.
Okay.
So.
Okay. With that.
With that. Our first question comes from Beth J. Pollock at Beth J. Pollock. Three in the box. What is your take on the ability of Minnesota Wild to handle physical East Coast teams and your prediction for odds? Minnesota Wild advance past second round playoffs.
I know we kind of covered it. As far as physical ability, I don't. I am very negative on that.
Against East Coast teams?
Physical East Coast teams. So if the Wild were somehow to make it into the finals against a physical East Coast team, I think we'd have a tough time. Period. As far as prediction for odds to advance past the second round, I mean, I hate to, you know, use Jive's line, but you know there's gotta be losers somewhere.
That's my line?
Yeah.
Somebody's gotta lose. That's just the truth.
It is the truth. And that's why I'm gonna use it. I just don't know that this team has all it takes to make a deep playoff run. I wanna be pleasantly surprised, but I'm concerned about that. Mm-hmm.
I can agree. I mean, the Wild have shown us, you know, times where it's been like, that's, you know, that's the playoff team. That's going to take us there. But then, you know, the same game or the same week, you know, we see a completely different game out of the team. They come out flat-footed or, you know, dig themselves into a deep hole and, you know, at the end of the day, that stuff's not going to fly if you're going to make it deep into the playoffs.
Okay. I'm gonna take these two questions backwards. Predictions, getting them past the second round, that's tough because, I mean, I think we don't play as well against Western teams as we do against Eastern teams. However, if we happen to make it to the Cup Final, which would be an Eastern team, I think physically, I think we can handle the East Coast teams without a problem. So, Beth, to answer your question, yes, we'll do great if we make it to the Cup, but do we make it to the Cup? I am less doubtful about that.
Less doubtful, so you're more optimistic.
I am more doubtful about that.
Okay. I just want to make sure that's what you're saying here.
You're killing me, Smalls.
All right, next question from at Creation Assist, friend of the show, Derek Felska. After missing the NCAA tournament, will Don Lucia still be head coach of the Gophers for the start of the 2018-2019 season? He still has 1 year left on his contract, and a buyout would cost $350,000, FYI.
What does GMCF say about this? Oh, wait, sorry. He doesn't control all of Minnesota hockey.
Yeah, no.
Yes, I think Lucia will still retain his contract. I know there's a lot of whining going on with Gophers fans about how they missed it because of certain wins, but you know what? Honestly, you didn't do enough at the beginning of the season or during the season to make that happen. So.
See, and I blame the Big Ten and for them trying to assert their power.
Yeah, it's throwing some wacky things.
I think it makes the whole Gophers program not as interesting, to be honest. And I say that as someone who enjoys watching college hockey. Yep. I just don't think it's as nearly as interesting because you basically neutered any rivalries that were there. You completely destroyed those.
Yep. Can't disagree.
We did lose a lot losing the
WCHA.
Yes, thank you. And again, Aaron, like you were talking about, a lot of rivalries that are now dissipated because of that. And that was one of the strongest conferences in collegiate hockey for a long time.
It was. And so, yeah, but to answer, the question from Falska, I don't think that the way that Lucia wouldn't be here next year would be under his own decision.
Yeah.
So, other than that, I think that, they're going to play out their contract and be Minnesota nice about it.
He'll get one more year to make it happen.
Yep.
If not, yeah.
So, next question comes in from Crease and Assist. Three in the box. The NCAA men's hockey tournament assignments happened on Sunday. Who do you think will be in the Frozen Four, and who will be this year's national champion?
I'm going to go with either St. Cloud or Notre Dame being in there.
St. Cloud or Notre Dame, huh?
Without knowing much about what's going on with what. I'm just putting those two out there.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the Beaver choice as your...
UMBC.
The Beavers?
UMBC?
University of Minnesota.
No. What?
Beaver College?
Beaver College. what
was the basketball upset?
UMBC.
Oh, yeah, it was...
Was it UM... No, UMBC.
Yeah, it was like 16...
The 16 seed to beat the upset number one seed is UMBC.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And see, I was trying to be funny with a basketball reference and, you guys are giving me crap about it because we're not a basketball show and everything.
Whereas, as Mr. Falska says, squeaky ball.
Squeaky ball.
Squeaky ball. Well, it's squeaky shoes, I guess, more than the ball. Be the squeaky ball.
Don't be the squeaky ball.
Don't be the squeaky ball.
No, be the squeaky wheel.
St. Cloud's taking it all. My opinion.
I think Notre Dame won on St. Patrick's Day to knock out the Gophers.
Yeah.
So, the Gophers. Luck of the Irish. Maybe they'll get something going on for them, too. That's why I put them as my second.
I'm going to go with the Mavericks.
Oh, Mankato State?
Mankato.
Yeah. For our boy, Seth, at Sporty's.
All right.
Yep. He doesn't listen to the show anyway.
He's got better things to do.
Yeah, he's on the road right now.
Yeah.
In Mankato?
He was going through Iowa last I saw.
So, through Mankato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went past it at some point.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
From Chris and Assist, St. Patrick's Day just occurred. Oh, did we miss one?
No.
No, okay. Okay.
Reading is hard.
St. Patrick's Day just occurred. Which Wild player, past or present, do you think would be the most fun to hang out with for some St. Patrick's Day revelry? Who would be the worst to hang out with that isn't dead?
Oh, man. Wow. That isn't dead.
Thanks for putting it that way.
Well, I don't want to hang out with Booger because he's dead.
Although
he would probably be awesome to hang out with.
Well, I think he has some good
drugs. It'd be like a weekend at Boogard's.
Man, we're too short to be like dragging him around with us, though.
You hold up Boogie and you punch people with him.
It's like a tall marionette.
That's bad.
We can't have boo guards. This is the best thing ever.
Wow. Yes, so if you guys want to hear our podcast 100 years from now, we'll be broadcasting from hell, where all of our souls will be rotting.
Not because of that statement.
That'll help drive that bus.
Oh, deliver my liver. No, I would have to say, who would I want to send? Like, if we're talking current Wild players, I can tell you I probably wouldn't want to hang with Koivu, because I just feel like he'd be, at least he'd be too hard to read. He might be having a great time.
He'd be tense.
He might be having a great time. But like,
I'm
yes,
enjoying my just, time here.
He just keeps looking at you.
So Jive,
give me that blank stare. If I'm gonna have somebody that I'm gonna party with though, it's gonna be probably like Dumba or Zucker, maybe.
Zucker's got a newborn. He's got to get
home
to it.
That's true. He's got to, yeah, he's got.
I got the answer. Danny Heatley. Well, he'll take you out on a ride in his car.
I don't want to ride in his car.
Wait, does this go with the past or the present part?
Hey.
Dead or alive part?
He's alive.
He is still alive.
Yeah, you may not be alive after you ride with him.
His buddy's not. Oh. We are driving that bus
to hell. Driving the bus to hell.
Oh, this got dark.
Jive doesn't even have a response.
Jive, I will say that I have served Koivu beer after games. Whether they won or lost, he's got the same look on his face like, okay.
Okay. Do we do good?
I will drink my beer.
Right.
I will drink beer.
See,
beer,
I wouldn't know what to think if I was hanging out with him, you know?
Past Wild players that I would love to hang out with would be Burns.
Willie Platt. Oh, wait, that's a Northstar. Willie Mitchell.
Burns would be fun to hang out with, because
I think Burns would be fun.
I'm sure Burns would be fun, yes.
Yeah. That's,
he's got a good attitude.
I don't even know. Was that even a question? Past Wild player, was he included in the Alive or Dead thing? I don't know. Anyways, current Wild players to hang out with. Stewie's not there anymore, but Stewie would have been fun.
Oh, hell yeah.
Zen and Kanapka.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, he'd be up
for Briz.
Come on. Yeah.
We could hear the humongous big conversation.
Especially if he's getting drunk. He's like, whoa.
This beer is so big.
Depending on where you bring him the gas stops. The boot, Das Boot.
His boot is humongous big.
It's a big boot.
All right.
Why would you go to gas stops on Irish holiday?
Why would you go anywhere?
On an Irish holiday?
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not Irish.
Everybody is not Irish that thinks they are.
Somebody's got a little Irish, you know?
Well, if they hook up with me, they'll have a little Irish in them.
That's what he said.
We don't want to hear about this.
Oh,
Kenny just finally got it.
No, I got it. I had it.
So, speaking of Irish, from MN Frosty Boy, Mr. Chris Frost, is it just me or is Charlie stepping it up a bit lately? 8 points.
God, Charlie would have been fun to hang out with.
He's a little Irish, right?
From Boston.
With a name like Coyle.
Yes.
O'Coyle.
He's stepping up a little bit lately. 8 points in 10 games seems pretty solid of a bit of an uptick.
I would agree. I mean, I've been liking Coyle's game lately. I think he's been playing strong on the puck. We've seen him start to use, you know, some of his physical ability to get himself in good position. He's also, I mean, he's always been, you know, pretty amazing at handling and controlling the puck, and I think that he's been showing that, and he's been able to, you know, dish some off, and also he's been finding the back of the net finally too. So
true.
I've been saying that all season though. I mean, I think Coyle can definitely handle the puck.
Yep.
And can keep guys off of him. He's very good at it. It's just getting to the net while he's getting manhandled doing it. But I think he's been able to deal with it a little bit better, and he's had some better support. Now we're, you know, he's got two or three guys drawn on him that he can hit the open guy with it. Mm-hmm. So I like it. I've always liked Coyle's play. I mean, going back to his first season with the Wild in the playoffs where they were going deep against Chicago, where he was playing with two broken shoulders.
Then he found out he's got broken shoulder blades.
Two broken shoulder blades. Yeah. Like, they were both broken, and yeah, he played throughout the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm, ever since then, he's been a favorite of mine.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah. So,
but I think that's Twitter talk.
I think so. Let me double check. We don't have any. Nope, we have no more questions.
That's a show.
Nothing came in.
That's a show.
Yep. Faux show.
Mm-hmm. With that, Kenny, where can people find what you're up to?
You can find my stuff at NostraKenius on Twitter and Instagram.
And Jive.
You can find me. I'm at Jive Midnight on Twitter.
As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at AngryFin. I think I'm on Instagram at TheAngryFin. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at 3inTheBox. If you got questions, send us those tweets, hashtag 3ITB. We'll read them on the show because that's what we do. You can listen to our podcast on our website, 3inTheBox.com, or through your favorite podcast player. That's it for this week's episode. See y'all later.